Gee, agus fáilte go dtíon clár cum an lú clás scéal na seachtain is an amí Tom Cormack with you as always on a Wednesday night and hope you can stay with us because we've got a very interesting program tonight and our focus is on ladies football and Termin, the reigning All-Ireland and Ulster champions putting their title on the line this Saturday when they take on their arch rivals Donaghmoyne from Monaghan in the Ulster Senior Ladies Final. And I'm delighted to see him joined in studio by All-Ireland winner from last year with Termin, Gráinne MacDade, and also by long-serving Termin official and follower James Traherty to look ahead to that final. And much later in the programme as well, we'll be joined by Alan Gunn of Northern Sound, who will be giving us a blowdown on the nine-time Monaghan champions, Donaghmoyne. So, looking forward to that. But just first of all, just to remind you, of course, if you want to contact the programme, you can do so by texting us on 086 77 00 555. That's 086 77 00 555. And we're delighted to hear from you. If you want to have any comment on ladies football or wish Termin all the best in the final on Saturday against Donaghmoyne. That game, of course, is in Killyclare. 2 o'clock throw-in for it, and we'll have live up here with Highland Radio, as I said. And you can also text us on the, if you have any comments about any other issues you want to talk about as well. But first of all, tonight, congratulations to Bundoran, who are the reigning Donegal Intermediate Champions following their very impressive performance against Kinnevcolum Kill last Sunday in O'Donnell Park. And also congratulations to Buncrana winning the Intermediate Reserve Championship with a very comfortable victory over Fanad Gaels, both those games in O'Donnell Park last Sunday. So there's plenty of championship action on the Ulster front in the men's game as well this weekend, and we'll talk to you a little bit more about that later in the programme as well. But first of all, down to business straight away, because we want to talk to Termin quite a lot and focus on ladies football. Gráinne MacDade, first of all, delighted to have you and delighted to say we have an All-Ireland winner in the studio again tonight.
Thank you, Tom. It's good to be here.
Yeah. And tell me, just before we do some little housekeeping as well, but just before we talk about the game, you're still a player with the side, and I know they're training tonight and you didn't get a special dispensation or anything. You're actually out injured at the moment.
I am, but you know, the great thing about our team is there's plenty young players coming through, so there's plenty players there, you know, dying to get into the first 15. So, you know, that's the great thing about having a strong panel. So we're just looking forward to Saturday now, and you know, most of the preparation is done at this stage, and it's just about getting ourselves focused for the game at hand.
Yeah, and as we said, reigning All-Ireland champions, reigning Ulster champions, playing your, I suppose, your arch rivals over the last 4 or 5 years, Donaghmoyne.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big game. Any game you go out to play, Donaghmoyne, is always a big game. I suppose we have met them in the last 5 years. We've met them in 4 Ulster finals. And they won 2, we won 2. So, you know, it just goes to show how tight it really is. They're a great team. They've won All-Ireland. So although we have the experience built up from last year, you know, I suppose going in against Donaghmoyne, that'll count for nothing. They have plenty of big day experience as well. So it really will just come down to...
The two best teams in Ulster, really, at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. Like, you know, in 2010, we won it. I suppose we were the surprise team at that time. We had won our first county final in 2010 and kind of on a world one, then went on to one Ulster, and I suppose big shock to all of Ulster and particularly Donaghmoyne. Unfortunately, we didn't get to the Ulster final in 2011. We didn't get out of Donegal. Glenfinn beat us in the county semi-final.
And they reached the final that year, I think.
They did indeed, and Donaghmoyne beat them in the final. And then for the next 2 years, we went up against Donaghmoyne in the Ulster final, and they got the better of us on them 2 occasions. I suppose in 2013, it was such a close game, and we took it to it was a draw, and we took it to a replay, and then they completely blew us out of the water in the replays. And it was very hard then after that. You know, we suffered a huge defeat. We were beat by 17 points. It's very hard then to go back and, you know, go back to the drawing board and try to regroup for last year. And, you know, to the credit of the girls, everyone knuckled down for another year. And I suppose, you know, it was great. That Ulster final meant an awful lot to us last year. And I suppose, you know, it was great to win it. But I suppose this year it just means just as much.
And of course, you went on and won the All-Ireland last year, beating Moran Abbey from Cork in the final, a very fancy team. And as we know, Cork is kind of the home of ladies football, or the dominant force in the country in ladies football.
Oh, they are indeed. Like, you look at their county team, they're, you know, the how they keep coming back, you know, it's such a credit to them, you know, year in, year out, to get to All-Irelands and won All-Irelands. And the club scene is so, so tight down there. Like, Moran Abbey, you know, found it difficult even to get out of Cork this year, which just goes to show how good football is in Cork. In 2010, actually, we played Inch Rovers from Cork at the Burn Road in the All-Ireland semi-final. And we lost out by 2 points that day. So, you know, they went on then to 1-0 Ireland. So Cork football is so strong. And, you know, it was, we knew we were going to be up against it. Obviously, in an All-Ireland final, you're not going to have any easy draw at that stage. And, you know, at half-time, it wasn't looking so good for us. We were down and they were definitely dominating the game. But we came back, and that's the one thing about our team. You know, we don't lie down. We fight back. And, you know, it went our way in the day, and we're delighted.
And tell me, is it different this year, the fact that you're Ulster champions, you're All-Ireland champions? Has to be making a difference?
I don't really know. I think we're kind of level-headed enough. I suppose for a while, you know, we were in the bubble and celebrated and all of that, but that soon dies down. And, you know, maybe when you get back into the club scene and, you know, playing in Donegal, and maybe you realise, you know, you've taken maybe a wee bit too long over the winter, and you know that it's not going to be good enough if you want to progress in the competition. So fairly, you know, early in the summer then we realised that, you know, we had to kind of push on. And, you know, I do think the girls have kind of regrouped very well. And for us, a big, you know, we were kind of getting over Glenfinn was another obstacle, and we knew that wasn't going to be easy. So I think from then we've pushed on. We're used to being away in Ulster. We tend to be away for most of our games, but we actually got a home draw in the first game this year. We had St Paul's at home, so it was great to be back. It was the first time since 2010 we were back playing an Ulster game at the Burn Road. So it was great to be back at home, and the home support, you know, really spurred us on. So it was great to get a tough game. We had another tough game against Errigal Cairn, so hopefully they'll stand to us now come Saturday.
And was it difficult to get started this year?
Definitely. There was competition for places. We've expanded our panel as well. We've taken in some young girls. So, you know, it's good to have that competition there. And, you know, that girls have to push on and, you know, nail down their spot. And that's healthy. And that's what we love to see.
That's Gráinne McDade there. Gráinne McDade, formerly Gráinne McCafferty, member of the tournament team that won the All-Ireland last year. And she's joined me tonight here in studio to look ahead to Saturday's Ulster Ladies Senior Championship final meeting between Tyrmet and Dunamoyne. That game is in Killyclawer in Tyrone, 2 o'clock throw-in for that one. And, well, as I said earlier as well, we're also joined by James Traherty, long-serving Tyrmet stalwart and club official and great follower of the ladies' game. James, we're delighted to have you. We've had you here a few times before. And I suppose the question I'm going to ask you, I asked it to Gráinne as well, given that you had won the All-Ireland, like, it was beyond wildest dreams, I'm sure, when you started scouring the county first, and people like Harry Midlin and people like that were involved in Tyrmet ladies football, are you surprised that they're back again knocking on the door this year?
Yes, Tom. After the victory over Moran Abbey in the All-Ireland final, there were rumours that some of the older panellists there were about to retire, but thankfully that didn't happen, and all of the girls are back again. And indeed, some of them girls are putting in a tremendous amount of travelling from abroad. There, Gráinne will probably be fit to fill us in on where they are located. They're girls in Scotland, they're girls in Glasgow, Coventry, Aberdeen, they're all over. And then within Ireland itself, there's some of them are students in Galway, Tipperary. They're all over there. So these panel members are putting in a lot of work there. And it's quite the logistics of trying to get the team together is enormous there for the management. Francie Friel has put in a lot of work there with them, assisted by Paul McDade and Trevor Alcorn. Them three are putting a lot of work there for keeping this team together.
Yeah, and of course that was a feature of it last year as well. I know, was it your sister? Was Roisin was coming over from Coventry, Groania, and Olive was coming from Glasgow at that time, was it?
Yeah, that's right. Two cousins of mine, Roisin is studying over in Coventry, and Olive is a physio in Glasgow. So both of them last year came home for every game and training sessions when it came to the championship game. So huge commitment. Huge ask, and again they've done it again this year, and you know it's absolutely brilliant that they're putting in that effort. You know, them girls get off a flight on a Friday evening, they do a training session on a Saturday, play the game on a Sunday, and they're literally coming off the pitch going straight to an airport to start their work on a Monday morning and start the college. And you know, it's bound to take their toll, but they're doing it, and that just shows the level of commitment that is there from the girls.
Yeah, and I suppose that answers the question about hunger as well, doesn't it, really? If somebody's going to put in that effort, and if you're at home, you're not going to be slacking off when you see that kind of effort.
Well, that's it. You know, if anyone would dare give an excuse then if they can't make it, you know, if them girls can make it home from Britain with no questions asked, you know, everyone else can make it their business to be there. And we've so many girls away during the week. You know, most of our girls are so young, they're all in their early 20s, so they're all away at college. So you know, it is difficult for them as well. As James said, you know, Nicole McLaughlin's down in Tipperary, and we've several girls in Galway and Dublin, and you know, they're travelling home to try and make trainings maybe on a Friday evening or first thing on a Saturday, and either training two times at the one weekend or a game on a Sunday and then back to college again. So it's a huge commitment from the girls, and you know, everybody puts in the effort, so that's, you know, why it works.
That's the voice of Grainne McDade joining me here in studio. Of course, Grainne, an All-Ireland winner with Termin Ladies last year, here to discuss the Ulster final meeting of Termin, the reigning Ulster and All-Ireland champions, against Dunamoyne from Monaghan. And we'll be joined by Alan Gunn shortly, of course, of Northern Sound, and well, follows the ladies' game in Monaghan quite well, quite much as well. So we'll be talking to Alan in a couple of moments right after these. Fáilte Rash, Gudgy and Clor, coming Luke Glass Gael, and a shock on a show. Me, Dom Comac, with you as usual until 9 o'clock. And well, the clock is ticking along nicely here tonight in the company of Grainne McDade, a member of the Termin team that won the All Ireland Club Championship for the first time last year, and also by a long serving club official and PRO and a man of many, many, many talents, James Traherty. They have joined me in studio. And just to remind you once again, if you want to listen back to tonight's programme, or if you missed maybe the earlier part of it, you can do so on www.highlandradio.com or on the Highland Radio app. That will be on up live from tomorrow morning very early, so you can listen back if you want to hear any of it again. So that's on www.highlandradio.com or on the Highland Radio app. And that is, as I said, if you want to listen back to the programme. And of course, if you want to text us or get in touch with us, you can do so as well. 086 77 00 5, if you want to wish Termin all the best, or if you've any questions for Grainne or for James, or indeed for my next guest Alan Gunn, who is joining us. And well, Alan, a very good night to you, as commentator with Northern Sound, and a man that has followed Monaghan ladies and men's football for quite a few years, and has enjoyed quite a lot of success, more success, we have to be said, with the ladies teams in Monaghan, Alan, than with the men's teams. But a very good night to you.
Good night, Tom.
And well, tell me about Dunamoyne. It's a great story, no more than that of Termin. Certainly a dominant force in Monaghan football, and indeed too in Ulster football.
No doubt about it, Tom. They're a phenomenal side. You can't just but take your hat off to them, and Francie Coleman, the team manager, for what he has done with this team. 13 successive county titles. People will say, okay, maybe competition isn't that strong in Monaghan, but I guarantee that if Emmy Vale were in any other county, they would be pushing for club titles. They're just unfortunate they're coming up against such a fantastic Dunamoyne side. Some of those girls have been there, Tom, for the 13 years that they've lifted that county senior title. They've put in such an effort, and they're getting their reward. You talked about, this is their 12th successive Ulster senior final. They've won 8 of them, and they've won 3 All-Irelands in that period. The record speaks for itself. They are a fantastic side, littered with quality throughout the park.
Yeah, and as you said, quite a few of them there for all of those, which is amazing, especially in ladies football.
It is, no doubt about it, and still going as strong as ever, because you look at Sharon Courtney, she's one of the best footballers in the country. Amanda Casey's still there. Linda Martin's an all-star nominee goalkeeper this year. She's been there. There have been so many ups and downs, I suppose, they've had, but a lot of it has been success. And I suppose when you're successful, Tom, it's easier to stay on, and I suppose that's what is why Dunamwine are sticking together, because each year they're coming back and back. People will say they're coming to their end, but they don't seem to be. They keep coming back again for more.
And remind us, where in Monaghan is Dunamwine?
Situated exactly between Carrickmacross and Castleblaney, so they have quite a pick, I suppose, the players. The pick out of Castleblaney is no ladies club there, so I know it's in the country, but they can go into Castleblaney and pick players, but still it's a close-knit wee area, so they do work hard for each other, and they're like a wee family, I suppose, the exact same as Term, and they'll say that themselves, they're like sisters, and I suppose you could say the same about Dunamwine team.
And tell me, Monaghan ladies football is strong and has been strong for quite a long time. I know that Elusive All-Ireland at senior level has avoided you, but you've been up there knocking on the doors. Where did all that great tradition come from?
I suppose from the start, they did win two All-Irelands back in 96 and 97. I suppose we're wondering how come we haven't won more All-Irelands since that. And if we look at our senior team now, I suppose we're struggling. We're still up there because we've been at Division 1 football, we've been at senior football since we were promoted in 1992 from junior level up to senior, and we're the only team that has been there successively since, because Waterford were the team back in the 90s that we were beaten, but they have now slipped down to intermediate and back down to Division 3 football. So it's phenomenal that we did have to stay up there, but it just started. Owen McNally has a lot to do with it, that started it up, and the work and the players and the clubs, a lot of the clubs people, hard working people in the clubs have built it up, and it has been successful. And I suppose winning those two All-Irelands in 96 and 97 and underage level and that all the way up has helped. And then I suppose the success rate of Dunamwine too helps keep it going, Tom.
Yeah, and you mentioned the success rate of Dunamwine. Only for Termin it would even be greater. How is Termin viewed in Dunamwine?
Very good, I have to say. I'm not lying, Tom. They are a phenomenal side as well, and no matter who comes out on top on Saturday, I know they'll have to work hard for it, because they are so evenly matched sides. They are two brilliant clubs, and I know Termin are the reigning All-Ireland champions. I think once they beat Dunamwine last year, we were all behind them that they would go on and do it, and it's fantastic that they did it, because they have been coming since they made that breakthrough in 2010. Like, this is the fifth final in 6 years between the two clubs, and I think it's the seventh in 8 years that Monaghan and Donegal have met in the Ulster Club Finals, between Moville and Glenfinn also getting there against Dunamwine. So that just shows the strength of clubs in both counties and the success rate of ladies football at this level. So, but yeah, Termin, fantastic side again, just like Dunamwine. Fantastic.
Well, I know you have you have ties with Donegal, and have always a soft spot for Donegal. I suppose we might as well let the listeners know about those ties. Just maybe you could tell us.
Yeah, my mother's from Bortonport, so, and I've still got aunties and plenty of relations still living in Donegal. So yeah, I do have a soft spot for Donegal. But I suppose when Monaghan play Donegal, I'll always favour Monaghan. But if Monaghan are beaten by Donegal,
what does your mother say to that?
Well, she's still strong Donegal support. Even when Monaghan's playing Donegal, she will have the Donegal flag flying at the house. So there's always two flags flying at our house, the Monaghan and Donegal one. So
yeah, of course, your uncle Manus, I think, played for Donegal, didn't he?
Manus Ward.
Yeah.
He did indeed.
So
with strong connections there, Tom.
Anyway, who do you think's going to win on Sunday or Saturday?
I honestly cannot tell you, Tom. I've been thinking of it today. I suppose if I was to say some team is going to come out on top, I'm just going to say Dunamwine, because of being beaten last year. And I know from Dunamwine how hard it is to retain your Ulster title after winning an All-Ireland. Dunamwine have lost it twice after winning an All-Ireland. They won it in 2006, they lost the Ulster title in 2007. They won the All-Ireland in 2009, Termin beat them in 2010. They won the All-Ireland again in 2012. Termin almost beat them in 2013. It went to a replay before Dunamwine won it. It's always difficult to win your provincial title after winning an All-Ireland, but if it goes to a replay, it's a possibility. It's so evenly matched. I don't see any weaknesses in either team. They're two phenomenal sides, Tom, but if I was to pick a winner, I think because of the hurt last year, because of maybe Donegal beating Monaghan in the Ulster Ladies final this year, a lot of those Dunamine girls were there, that could be just that wee bit to drive them over the line, but it will be very, very, very tight.
I hope your mother isn't listening. So that's it. Look at Alan, lovely talking to you, and no doubt we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, and I wish Terman the very best of luck, Tom. To be honest, whoever comes out on top, they'll have to work hard and deserve it. If it's to be Terman, fair play to them. If it's to be Dunamine, yes, it'll be great. But those Terman girls, if they win it, they deserve it.
Look at Alan. There's Alan Gunn of Northern Sound joining us from his home, looking forward to that ladies' final between the Donegal champions Terman, the reigning All-Ireland and Ulster champions. I'm sure you'll love me hear me saying that, reigning All-Ireland and Ulster champions. I'm here in the company and studio of Gráinne MacDade, of course, a member of that All-Ireland winning team last year, out injured at the moment, but hopefully we'll be back for that All-Ireland when they get to it this year. And also by long-serving Terman official James Traherty. There you heard it. The records aren't good for all reigning All-Ireland champions in Ulster. What do you say to that, Gráinne?
Oh, we'll not worry too much about records. But as he says, it is going to be a tight game. We know that ourselves. We've played them so many times, and we know, you know, they get the matchups right all the time. It's going to be tough. It is just going to come down to the wire, and it's going to be a great game for supporters. So, you know, we'd urge as many supporters to go to Killyclaher on Saturday, because it will be a great game of football. It'll be so tight to the very end, I think.
And James, as we said, it's by and large the same team as last year. There are a couple of young players come through. I think, as Gráinne said, there's what, 4 or 5 players drafted in this year by Francie Friel.
That's right, Tom. The panel has been somewhat extended there, but there's a few of the older girls are still there in the panel there. Dara Kelly is out injured there. You have Lucy O'Flynn there, Holly McDade, Anna Galler, Maeve McDade, a sister of Holly McDade. And incidentally, they're cousins of the McCaffertys again. You have Shauna Kelly there, Emily O'Flynn, Sonia Conan, Andrea Murray and Orda Blades. There, quite a lot of them girls have come in there. There will be new additions to the panel there, and a lot of them has come through the conveyor system of Christy Gillespie's up in the Terriman School there. Christy has been done Trojan work on behalf of the Terriman Club there over the years, and indeed the history of this Terriman team can be traced back to 2001, when Christy won the first of his Come in the Bun School titles there. A lot of that team had been on that Terriman school team, or a lot of the current Terriman senior team members had been in that team. And in conversation with Christy, he had a wonderful little thing to say, that Geraldine McLaughlin came on. She was in second class in the Come in the Bun School final. She came on and she scored a goal. She was only in second class. That was back in 2001, as far as
she scored a good few since then.
She scored a good few. So she was even at it then.
Yeah. And tell me, and of course you mentioned Geraldine, obviously, and it's very unfair, but we always hone in on Geraldine. But if my memory serves me right, probably this time last year she was going on one leg. She's fully fit this year, isn't she, Gráinne?
Yeah, she's going well now at the minute. You know, Geraldine deserves all the credit in the world. She's one of the most modest players, and she works so hard at her game. I'm delighted to hear that she's nominated for an All-Star this year. To be honest, I'm surprised. It's the first time she's nominated, but hopefully now this is the year that she gets the recognition she deserves, because, you know, she's been phenomenal for the last 6 or 7 years, both the club and county.
Yeah, I just wanted to wish Terman all the best in the Ulster final. Great to see a local team doing so well and doing the county proud. All the best from Ivan Harvey at MICAD Security. So that's the best wishes to you. Congratulations. That's for somebody else. Look, unfortunately, the clock is about to beat us. Just before you go, James, in actual fact, it could be a big weekend for Terman, because your men team are out on Sunday, and they could crown a good year as well with the Division 2 title.
That's right, Tom. Depending on the results on the Burn Road on Sunday, there, Terman could actually be crowned Division 2 title holders there. But it could be down to the wire against Bundoran. The final game is against Bundoran. Bundoran are second there currently, Tom, there in the league. But listening to Alan Gunn there, Saturday's game was going to be very, very tight. And Terriman, it wouldn't go past the views of Terriman that so far in Ulster, Dunamoyne has scored 7 goals and 31 points. Terriman has scored 4 goals and 25 points. And Terriman would be traditionally slow starters in the game. Virtually all the games that they've played in Ulster so far, they've been behind there. But probably the character of the team is that they can come behind, and the unquantifiable asset that Terriman has is that will to win. And that comes from a small rural team, and Terriman has that asset.
Look at James and Gráinne, thank you indeed. We'd love to have your company tonight. We wish Terriman all the best. That about wraps it up. Just to remind you that Niamh Connell are in Ulster Senior Championship action this weekend. They're taking on Trillick from Tyrone in the Ulster Senior Championship. That game is in McCourt Park on Sunday afternoon. And it's Niamh Ulton versus Templeport from Cavan in the Ulster Junior Championship final. Quarter-final. That's also in McCool Park on Sunday in the Curtain Raiser. Both games you can hear live here on Highland Radio. From me, Tom Comack, from Gráinne McDade, from James Traherty, from Alan Gunn, and from Jimmy Stafford, as always. Good evening, Seachtain na hÁgan, slán agus bannach.